The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, March 27, 2016, is from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. Hear now the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 8, from the New International Version. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb. And they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. International Bible Lessons, Commentary, Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. Sunday, March 27, 2016. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson, that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. If you are a Bible student or teacher, you can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. Mark 16, 1. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. After Jesus was crucified, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James, the lesser or the little, and Joseph, saw where they laid the body of Jesus in the tomb that had been cut out of the rock. The Sabbath ended on a Saturday, and on a Sunday, the first day of the week, which became Resurrection Day or Easter Sunday, these women and Salome, the mother of James and John, the sons of Zebedee, went to the tomb to anoint Jesus' body. There is no doubt they knew exactly where to find the tomb, and they expected to find Jesus' dead body there. Mark 16, 2. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb. They went to the tomb in daylight, early in the morning. They wanted to do what they could for Jesus in his memory and out of their love for him as early as possible after the Sabbath ended. They had no belief in and did not know about or remember what Jesus had said about his rising from the dead. They never expected him to die. They fully expected to find Jesus' body with some decay having already taken place and with an odor, as in the case of Lazarus, whom Jesus raised from the dead, wrapped in cloth and fully needing to be anointed before there was any more decay and odor. However, the Bible foretold the body of Jesus the Messiah would not decay. Quote, "Because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful ones see decay." Psalms 16, 1. And, quote, "Seeing what was to come, he spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, that he was not abandoned to the realm of the dead, nor did his body see decay." Acts chapter 2, verse 31. Mark 16:3. And they ask each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" Their only concern was how they would move the large stone in order to enter the tomb. Obviously, none of the disciples or any other man went with them to move the large stone. Perhaps the disciples were too afraid of being arrested to come out of their hiding places. The stone was so large, these women together could not have moved it. Else, they would not have been concerned about needing help. Notice, the stone would have also been too large for a recently crucified man to move it to escape suffocation in his tomb. Mark 16:4. But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. The Gospels emphasize that the stone was very large. Jesus' tomb may have been similar to the tomb of Lazarus, the brother of Mary and Martha, that Jesus resuscitated. Unlike resuscitation, Jesus' body was resurrected and glorified, never to die again. The first thing the women saw was the stone, as it was large, and that it had been rolled away from the entrance to the tomb. Because of the religious leaders' intense hatred of Jesus, their thoughts may have included worries about the further desecration of Jesus' body. Mark 16:5. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. These courageous women did not flee in terror at the scene. They entered the tomb, which was large enough for a few people to enter, along with a body to be buried and later anointed. In the light of day, and perhaps with the radiance of supernatural light, the women saw a young man in a white robe sitting to the right of where they had laid Jesus' body, which was no longer there. Without Jesus' body, they were at a total loss and did not know why Jesus' body was gone and a young man was sitting near the place where they had laid Jesus. What had happened? They would later determine that the young man was an angel sent from God. Mark 16:6. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him." Angelic appearances are always so unexpected and shocking that they lead people to feel alarmed or to bow down and try to worship the angel. In the Bible, angels from God always tell people not to be afraid and not to worship them. True angels or messengers from God will not accept and will refuse the worship that God alone deserves. The angel said specifically that Jesus the Nazarene, not any other Jesus or person, had been crucified and buried in that very place. They were at the correct tomb. He explained why Jesus' body was not in the tomb. Jesus had risen. His body had not been stolen or desecrated. The angel made them look again to confirm for themselves that Jesus was not there, nor was his body. Mark 16:7. "But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." The angel told them to tell the disciples, including Peter specifically by name, since Peter had denied Jesus during his trial, that they should go to Galilee and Jesus would meet them in Galilee, just as Jesus had told them before his crucifixion. The fact that this unknown young man, angel, knew about and reaffirmed for them this private conversation and command of Jesus to his disciples is evidence that Jesus sent the angel after he rose from the dead. It is unlikely that these women had been told by the disciples what Jesus had told them about his going ahead of them into Galilee. Therefore, when they told this statement from the angel to the disciples, that should have been additional evidence to the disciples that Jesus indeed had risen from the dead, and they had good and sufficient reason to believe the women. After crucifixion and death, Only a glorified and resurrected person could have made a journey from Jerusalem to Galilee. And all of this was beyond their comprehension and belief. Jesus had to appear to them in Jerusalem to convince them that he was alive and they should go to Galilee to meet him there, which they eventually did, where he met them at the Sea of Galilee. Mark 16:8. Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. For some unknown reason, Mark's gospel may have ended at the conclusion of this verse, or he or another follower of Jesus may have written more later that was appended after this verse, or the concluding part of Mark's gospel was torn from the original scroll and subsequently lost. The women were so afraid and confused that for the moment they said nothing to anyone. From the other gospels we know that they eventually overcame their fears and told the disciples that the tomb was empty, and they had experienced angelic appearances. We learn from John that Jesus did speak to Mary Magdalene near the garden tomb. She had stayed behind in grief. John chapter 20, verses 11 through 18. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. If you had been one of Jesus' disciples, would you have left as soon as possible for Galilee to meet Jesus there after he was crucified? 2. Who were the women who went to the tomb to anoint Jesus' body? Who were some of their children? 3. Do you think the women expected Jesus to rise from the dead? Give a reason for your answer. 4. What did the angel tell the women? 5. Why do you think the angel mentioned Peter by name specifically along with Jesus' disciples? 6. Good reasons for faith in Jesus. International Bible Lesson, Sunday, March 27, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Mark 16:7. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. From the women's testimony, Jesus' disciples had enough evidence to believe that Jesus had risen from the dead. First, the women saw an angel in the tomb, sitting near the place where they had laid Jesus' body. Second, the angel told them they were at the right tomb, the tomb of Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. Third, the angel explained that Jesus' body was gone because Jesus had risen. Fourth, the angel mentioned Peter specifically along with Jesus' disciples. Since Peter had denied Jesus 3 times, with his guilty conscience and remorse, he may have felt that he was no longer worthy to be a disciple of Jesus. As his risen Lord, Jesus wanted Peter to know that he forgave him and still considered him a disciple. Fifth, through the women, the angel reminded the disciples to do what Jesus had told them before he was crucified. They were to go to Galilee. The fact that the angel told them about Jesus' private conversation with his disciples and his command to them indicates the women were not deceived. We have no evidence the women knew of or would have remembered at the tomb this command of Jesus prior to his crucifixion. The women gave the disciples good and sufficient reasons to believe Jesus had risen from the dead. But in their state of mind, they would not believe Jesus had risen until Jesus appeared to them in Jerusalem and convinced them he was alive. Later, they obeyed and saw Jesus at the Sea of Galilee as he said, where Jesus restored Peter to apostleship. Begin or close your class by reading the short, weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2016 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.